For in my anger against your enemies, I raise my hand to heaven to swear, and I say, I live forever. Only if I will sharpen the blade of my sword so it glistens like lightning, and only if my hand will dismiss my attribute of mercy with which I behave towards your enemies until now, and will instead take hold of my attribute of judgment, which I will now exercise for them. For I was only temporarily angry with you, whereas they persecuted you beyond what I required of them, and then my anger will go towards them. I will execute vengeance on my adversaries, and repay those nations who caused others to hate me by denying me. I will make my arrows drunk with the blood of your enemy. My sword will devour their flesh in order to avenge the blood of the slain captives of Israel and to avenge their other sins and those of their ancestors from the very first breach they made in your security. Nonetheless, I am always in full control of the means I employ to execute justice. Thus, even if I send a lightning bolt, I can withdraw it before it reaches its target, if the offender repents in time. Moshe then addressed the nations of the world. Nations! Harninu Goyim, praise God regarding his people who remain true to him through their sufferings. For they knew that all he did was for their good. For he will avenge the blood of his servants that his enemy shed. He will require vengeance to his adversaries again for the robberies they committed and the violence they perpetrated against Israel, and appease his land by appeasing his people for the miseries they suffered. So basically, people, don't be anti-Semites. It's not worth it for you in the long run.